Trading cryptocurrency can feel like walking a tightrope between strategic investing and extreme market volatility. As digital assets gain mainstream adoption, new traders quickly realize that entering the market is not a one-size-fits-all process. The two most fundamental execution mechanisms on almost every major crypto exchange are spot trading and futures trading. While both allow you to profit from price movements, they operate under entirely different financial mechanics, risk structures, and strategic objectives. Misunderstanding the gap between buying an asset outright and trading a derivative contract is one of the quickest ways to lose capital. Chapter 1. What is spot trading? Ownership and simplicity. At its core, spot trading is the most straightforward way to buy and sell cryptocurrencies. When you execute a spot trade, you are purchasing the actual underlying asset directly on the spot market. Payment is settled immediately, and ownership of the cryptocurrency transfers directly to your exchange wallet or private storage. 1. Direct ownership. When you buy Bitcoin or Ethereum on the spot market, you own the coins outright. You have full freedom to transfer them to a hardware wallet, stake them for yield, or use them for decentralized finance, DeFi, transactions. 2. Zero liquidation risk. Since you are not using borrowed money, you cannot be liquidated. Even if the price of an asset drops by 90%, you still hold the exact same amount of coins. You only lose money on paper unless you choose to sell at a loss. 3. One-directional profit strategy. Spot traders primarily profit when the market goes up. You buy low and aim to sell high, making it the ideal mechanism for long-term investors and dollar-cost averaging, DCA, strategies. Chapter 2. What is futures trading? Leverage and derivatives. Unlike spot trading, futures trading does not involve buying or holding the actual underlying cryptocurrency. Instead, you are trading derivative contracts that represent the future value of the asset. When you trade crypto futures, you are speculating on price movements without ever possessing the token itself. 1. Financial leverage. Futures allow you to trade with borrowed funds from the exchange. By placing a fraction of the trade value as margin, you can amplify your market exposure by 5x, 20x, or even 100x. While this magnifies potential gains, it equally amplifies losses. 2. Two-way profit opportunities. In the futures market, you can profit regardless of market direction. You can open a long position if you expect the price to rise, or open a short position to profit directly from price declines. 3. Liquidation mechanics. Because leverage relies on margin, futures trading introduces liquidation risk. If the market moves against your position beyond your margin limit, the exchange forcibly closes your trade to prevent account debt, resulting in a total loss of your collateral. Chapter 3. Key differences between spot and futures trading. Understanding how these two markets compare side by side reveals why they serve completely different types of traders. 1. Asset ownership. Spot traders own the physical crypto and can withdraw it to external wallets. Futures traders hold contract obligations with zero asset ownership. 2. Risk profile. Spot trading carries limited downside risk with no forced liquidations. Futures trading carries extreme downside risk due to potential margin calls and total account liquidation. 3. Profit flexibility. Spot strategy is limited to buying low and selling high in bull markets. Futures strategy allows traders to hedge risks and profit in both bull and bear trends using long and short positions. 4. Capital efficiency. Spot trading requires full upfront payment for every purchase. Futures trading requires only a small percentage of the total position size as initial margin. Chapter 4. Choosing the right strategy for your portfolio. Deciding between spot and futures trading ultimately depends on your experience level, risk tolerance, and investment horizon. 1. Spot trading is best for long-term holders, beginners, and investors looking to build a multi-year portfolio without monitoring charts daily. It offers peace of mind, physical asset ownership, and immune response to market liquidation cascades. 2. Futures trading is best for experienced active traders, short-term speculators, and institutional investors looking to hedge existing spot positions against downside risk. It demands strict discipline, active risk management, and constant stop-loss execution. 3. The hybrid approach. Many professional traders combine both methods. They maintain a core long-term portfolio in spot wallets while allocating a small fraction of capital to futures for short-term hedging and capturing quick market volatility. Conclusion: master the tool before entering the market. Neither spot nor futures trading is inherently better. They are simply different tools built for different market environments. Spot trading offers security, simplicity, and long-term wealth preservation, making it the safest foundational choice for most market participants. Futures trading provides high capital efficiency and dual-direction profitability, but demands professional risk management to avoid total loss. By matching your execution method to your personal risk tolerance and strategic goals, you avoid unnecessary liquidations and trade with sustainable consistency. Start swapping your assets seamlessly.